Blog Talk Radio.
On. It is just warm, warm, warm. I am your hostess, Sugarlicious Me, and this is Sugarlicious Neighborhood. It is 9 o'clock somewhere. I don't know where. It is 10 o'clock in the southern region, and it is 11 o'clock on the east coast. I hope everybody's doing fine today on this fine Monday. It is what? A week and a couple of days before Thanksgiving. Can you believe it? And that means that it is a little over a month before Christmas. Wow. This year has gone by so fast. It is unbelievable. But we still are here. Thank God for that. Anyway, tonight's topic, I'm getting myself positioned here. Oh, boy. This one, I hope I don't make any enemies with, but as you know, if I do, then so be it. But this topic tonight is, if he's cheating on you, why are you going after her? You know what I'm saying? Because he's cheating, you're not. Now, before I get into the all the, you know, nitty-gritty and the fun part of this, let me say that tomorrow night on my show, I will have In World at 7 p.m. on the grid. I will have New Gamma Row, and they are going to discuss a cookbook that they have for diabetics. And I am so excited about this because, as all of you know, those who don't know, I am a diabetic, and this is something that I am very passionate about. So I'm extremely excited to discuss this cookbook. They will be on my show tomorrow, and I'm giving away two of the cookbooks to my audience members. So I urge you to come out and show them some support in regards to that, because this is something that it's hitting more and more people, and we'll talk about that another day. But I did want to let you know that that is what's going on tomorrow night on my show. So without further ado, yes, why are we quick as women to go after the woman when the man is cheating? Now, before I go into this, you know, this pointing my finger and No. I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to share with you something about myself, so therefore you can kind of go, wow, Sugar, for real? Yeah, for real. Okay, so I had just, I was in at the time, and I was actually, had just met a friend of mine's brother who just got out of the Army. Really nice guy. Real cute, the whole nine. And we started dating, and we became boyfriend and girlfriend, okay? So we're dating, boyfriend and girlfriend, and he was trying to get a job and was kind of finding it hard. So at the place where I was working at, they were actually hiring. And even though everybody was telling me, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, because, you know, you don't want to have him up under you all the time, but boyfriend, job, you know, want to go out to dinner, want to eat, whatever, you know, movies, you know, the whole nine yards. So I thought, hey, you know, gotta help him out. This is my boyfriend. So went on and got him a job there, and he was quite happy. We were together not really that much in the job because he worked in a different department than I did, so I didn't really see him that much. Anyway, he ended up moving into my department, but we still maintained kind of a like a distance from each other because we wanted to make sure that, you know, we weren't crowding each other, because working in the same job, of course, you can crowd each other. So we ended up moving in together, and the relationship was pretty good. At least I thought it was. We had our you know, little ups and downs, but for the most part, we had a pretty decent relationship. I do remember, which I should have put two and two together, but, you know, women, we don't really see as we see, but then we don't see. What happened was he would always sit by this, this particular girl would always sit next to him. So I really didn't pay too much attention because basically when you came in, you just sat where you wanted to sit until they kind of got it more uniformed and gotten us all where we had, you know, particular seats that we sat in. But anyway, he would always sit, you know, alongside her. But I never saw them talk, never saw them communicate, never saw them discuss anything. So one day, all of a sudden, his friend from work called him and told him, hey, I'm stranded. I need you to come pick me up. So he said, you know, my boy's stranded, needs me to pick him up. I'll be back. I'm like, okay. So he left out. So about 4 hours later, because the friend didn't really live that far, 4 hours later, I hadn't heard from him. So I started freaking out, like, you know, where is he? And as we all do, you know, as we all do with women, I'm sure some of you have done it, our immediate thought is that something's wrong. Something's happened, something's wrong, what's going on? So the first thing that came to mind was, oh, my God, he's been in an accident, or, oh, my God, he's been picked, you know, he may have been picked up for something, you know, speeding, run a red light, you know, even though the boy had no priors or anything, but you best, you know, your first thing is that you think that something's wrong when they don't call. So what I did was I sit there and proceeded to start calling the police departments. And then after I started calling the police departments and got to no avail, because one lady cop who was really, really nice, she said, well, if we picked him up, he may not even be in the, you know, in the system yet. So, you know, kind of calm yourself down. Don't get too upset. You know, wait a little while. I'm sure he'll call you. So hearing that, I still was freaking out. So I started calling. When I think about that now, I'm like, wow. Damn. So I started calling hospitals. You know, did you get a John Doe? Did you get this person name, whatever, whatever? And, of course, you know, they were like, no, you know, we didn't. And I'm starting to freak out more because even if it's a negative answer, it's an answer for you. So you kind of like go, oh, God, you know, he's in the hospital. Let me run over there. Oh, God, he's in jail. I'm pissed off, but let me bail him out. So nothing. So I'm freaking out, calling my friend, calling my brother. My brother's like, you know, what are you freaking out for? You know, he did this before. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, yeah, you know, the day after New Year's, we were all over there because they stayed at my house for New Year's. And the day after, he said, yeah, the day after you were asleep, he got up, got dressed, and left out. You know, maybe he, you know, just needed to walk, whatever, because he said he needed to walk and get some fresh air. So I'm thinking, he never told me he did that, but not, you know, still like, okay. Well, my brother's like, you know, I don't know what you're worried about it for. I'm sure nothing's wrong. So I hang with my brother, and I'm still freaking out. So about an hour after that, so he's been gone now a duration of almost 6 hours. So he comes in the house, and I'm like, where the fuck were you at? You know, and his first reaction was, you know, oh, I was with my friend. He was going through a lot, you know, emotional. His girlfriend broke up with him, and, you know, he needed me to sit there and talk to him or whatever. So I'm thinking, okay, but you couldn't have called. He said, well, you know, we were, you know, so in, you know, in conversation, I just didn't want to just, you know, say stop, you know, stop talking to me and go ahead and call. So I'm thinking, okay, you know, let me not be that way. He's talking to his friend. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be more understanding and go, okay. So we talked, you know, whatever, that night, went to bed, you know, didn't think anything of it the next day. Didn't think anything of it. Nothing. Like, okay, you know, your word is value, your word is gold. Didn't think anything of it. So nothing wrong. We're out to dinner, you know, enjoying ourselves, whatever. So the next day after, about maybe 2 or 3 days later, he says, we come in the house, went to the store, and he's like, shit, you know, we forgot toilet paper. And I'm like, oh, well, okay, you know, well, damn, you know, and he's like, I got to use the bathroom now. I'm like, okay. He's like, I'm going to go ahead and get the toilet paper, and I'll be back. You know, let me go ahead and go to the store and get it, and I'll be back. He says, as a matter of fact, I'm going to leave my keys here. I don't need to take the car. I can just walk up to 7-Eleven and get it. So I'm thinking, okay, he's going to walk to 7-Eleven, no big deal. So I'm sitting there. An hour goes past. He's not home. And 7-Eleven is not that far. Then an hour and a half, he's not home. 2 hours, he's not home. So here I am again, freaking out and going, what the fuck is happening? You know, oh, my God, it must be an accident. I mean, you would think that I would, you know, I was young, yes, but I guess I don't want to say I was naive, but I assume now I know I was naive. You know, I know I was extremely naive. And I had always felt that, you know, while I was in college, you know, working, you know, supporting myself and everything, that I was a knowledgeable woman of the world and had no clue that how naive I really was. So basically, I'm doing the whole song and dance again, but this time I'm jumping in my car, going to see if I can see him. You know, maybe something happened, maybe since he walked. You know, the police, he's a, you know, real light-skinned brother. Maybe the police stopped him. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. You know, I obviously wasn't thinking, because, hello. So anyway, I went on and searched the whole neighborhood for him and came back home, and I was so upset, so really upset. And he came back about maybe about 3 hours later. So I'm serious, like, where the hell were you? And I was looking for him. He says, oh, I went to the store. I'm like, bullshit, because I went to, he says, no, I was going to go to that 7-Eleven, but I changed my mind because I went to that 7-Eleven. Now, listen to this, the 7-Eleven I went to didn't have the brand that I wanted, so I decided to go to the other 7-Eleven. So I'm sitting there going, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, brand you wanted, you know, what the fuck is wrong with you? So I went to the other 7-Eleven. They didn't have it, so I went to the market, and I saw my friend there, and he and I started talking and catching up on old times, and I just, you know, and the time just got away from me, and here I am. And I'm so grateful that he's okay, that I'm still missing the big picture here, that this fucker has done this twice within a few days. I'm still missing the picture here. So I'm like, okay, fine, you know, all right, okay. So he starts to drink, and he was, like, drinking, like, kegs of beer. And I'm thinking, okay, what the fuck is wrong with this fool? You know, he's really acting really weird. So I'm, you know, he's walking outside, not leaving, but walking outside and taking his phone with him. So that sparked a buzz to me, like, what the fuck? So I'm like, why are you taking your phone? Oh, no, I'm not taking my, oh, yes, you are, I see you. Oh, okay, well, so he puts the phone down. So anyway, trying to make this a little shorter than what I am. He was drunk, and I asked him, because my friend says, he's cheating. I'm like, no, there's no way. When does he have time? And she's like, honey, they can make time. So the first thing I did, he was, like I said, he was drunk, and we were in the bathroom, and he was putting water on his face trying to come out of it. So I said, are you cheating? He's like, no, why are you asking me that? I can't believe you're asking me that. I'm like, are you cheating? No, I'm not cheating. Why are you asking me that? So he stopped, and he looked at me. He's like, yeah, I am. And I was dumbfounded. Like, what? I mean, I knew but didn't know. So my brother was there, and I forgot, I think my brother's girlfriend was there. So I said, we need to talk. So we walked outside, and we started, you know, I said, how long has it been going on? He said, a couple of months. You know, I'm like, who is she? And my first thought, ladies, was that it was a chick maybe from 7-Eleven. I mean, since 7-Eleven was like all in the, you know, all in the past couple of days, first thing I thought. So he told me her name. I was like, okay, you know, so where did you meet her? And he said, the job. I'm like, what job? He says, our job. I was so, I can't even tell you the feeling that I had. It was a feeling of stupidity, a feeling of shock, a feeling of betrayal, a feeling of, what are you talking about? Because he had been cheating with this chick for months, you know, on his off, you know, on the days that I was off and he was at work. They were having lunch together and everything. They didn't, you know, didn't deal with each other too much outside of the job, because he wasn't the kind of person that would always leave home like that. So for him to leave, it would have been so suspicious that I would have caught it, if you know what I'm saying. So here I am, date of complete shock, that not only is he cheating, but he's cheating with some bitch at work. So I'm like, this can't be happening to me. Not to me, not to the college student with her own, you know, purchasing her own home, not to this woman who has always been able to see through what a person does. There's no possible way this guy, who I know, who is my best friend's brother, is cheating on me with someone that we work with. When I tell you that my whole world was turned upside down, it was turned upside down. I could not imagine this to be the answer. When I asked him, was he cheating, I honestly did not expect him to say he was. I really thought he was going to tell me that he had cancer or he was dying or that he was gay and just, I mean, that was the last thing on my mind, truly. And that's just how naive I was, because I honestly didn't see it. I mean, let me retract that. I saw it but didn't want to see it. So basically, he was cheating with a girl. So now that you know that story of it, he was cheating with a girl. They were seeing each other whenever they could. So I got his phone and proceeded to look through his phone. And he didn't stop me. He allowed me to do it. So I'm looking through the phone. And ladies, let me tell you something. If your man cheats on you, that is the worst thing you could possibly do, is look through his phone to see what is being said or to ask him what happened or whatever. Even though you feel like it's going to be closure, it's the worst thing in the world to ask, because I'm looking at these messages, and each one that I see, it is killing me. Because he, you know, how the babies and the honeys and the I love yous and all this, my heart was pounding 100 miles a minute. And I just could not believe that I'm reading all this bullshit. I'm like, are you serious? Is this really what I'm seeing? And he's calm about it because he's busted, but the fact of the matter is he's still in control, and he knows he's in control, because even though I'm hurt, I'm upset. I'm more upset about what she's saying than what he's saying. I'm more upset about the fact that she's calling him her baby, her love, than I'm upset about him telling her his feelings. I'm more mad with her than I am with him. I'm more looking for vengeance to her than I'm looking for vengeance with him. Because in my mind, I still love him, and she's the enemy. Not realizing that they're both the enemy. Because this bitch knew who I was, and she's in my, not really in my face, because I, when I start thinking back, she would avoid me like the plague. And I mean, we were from different, I don't want to say be funny, but from different backgrounds, cultures, whatever. So the people that I dealt with at work, I wouldn't have dealt with her at work, if that makes any sense. I was more or less with, let's say it's the sisters. You know, I was more or less with the girls who were, you know, the girls, the sisters. And she was a Spanish, you know, girl, you know, and we just didn't deal with each other. But that's neither here nor there, but that's me explaining the reason why I wasn't, you know, knowing or knowledgeable of what was going on with them. Anyway, I screamed, I cried, you know, I promised anything, you know, for him not to, you know, to leave her alone. So he says, I'm going to leave her alone. I'm sorry, I, you know, never happen again. You know, the same old bullshit. It'll never happen again. I promise you, you know, I love you, whatever, whatever. So I'm believing this, you know, I'm putting my, not really my trust in him, but wanting to believe it. But like every day he would go somewhere, I'm like right with him. It was a miserable existence. Because when he would get up and walk to the store, where are you going? He says, okay, I'm going with you. Even though I was in my pajamas or whatever, I'm getting ready and walking out to the door with him to the store. He would never tell me I couldn't go. But it was just the point of me, and now that I see it, now that I'm an older, you know, woman, mature woman, and see it now, I'm thinking, it was my pride got in the way so badly that I just didn't, or even, I can't even say my pride, because if I had any pride, I don't think I would have actually put myself in a position of following him around like a fucking puppy, because after a while, that's what I was doing. And every time he went somewhere, I would just get ready to go with him, because I honestly felt that if I was with him, he couldn't see her. He couldn't have any, you know, any relationship with her, any communications with her. So as long as I was with him, I felt like I was okay. Boy, was I wrong. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick break and just tell you the rest of the story and try to kind of bring you to my reality and to what the reality is right now. Hello. If you just joined me, I am Sugarlicious Me, and this is my talk show, Sugarlicious Neighborhood. And tonight my topic is, if he is cheating on you, why are you mad with her? In other words, he's cheating on you, not her. Anyway, I was just telling the audience, my listeners, about when I found out my boyfriend was cheating and how I was running, you know, behind him. But anyway, coming back, he said he would, you know, he wasn't talking to her anymore and all this. So our relationship started seeming better. Everything was, you know, okay, whatever. I remember one day we had went to the store and he got out and he left his phone in. So I started, no, I didn't go through his phone, but I started hearing a phone ring. And I picked up his phone. It wasn't his. I'm digging for mine. It's not my phone. So I'm thinking, what the hell's going on? So I'm looking all around, and I look in his glove compartment, and there's a phone in the glove compartment. And I'm kind of wondering, should I go through it? But I'm like, do I go through it or do I not go through it? But let's face it, a phone, glove compartment, really? So I take the phone and I answer it, and I immediately get a hang up on. So I start looking through the messages, and it's, you know, I love you, I can't wait to see you, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, now mind you, this was 3 months after the situation exploded and he was going to leave her alone. So I called her. And she answered. I'm assuming she thought it was him. And I'm like, who is this? And she hangs up again. So when he comes to the car, I don't say anything when he comes to the car, but I'm so hurt and I'm shaking. He gets in the car and he looks at me. I'm sure he could tell. He's like, what's the matter? And I said, nothing. And he's like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. So we were supposed to be going to this soul food restaurant. We park, and as we park, I start crying. And I'm like, you haven't stopped seeing this bitch. I can't believe it. What are you talking about? So I you know, opened this glove compartment, show him the phone, and you could just see the on his face. Now, my first reaction is that he bought this phone to talk to her, but no. She bought the phone to talk to him. So she paid for the phone. So I said, you know, what the fuck's going on? You know, he said, okay, you know, I'm still talking to her. And I'm like, why? Why can't you leave her alone? And he said, I just can't. And I'm screaming, well, why? You know, why can't you leave her alone? What the fuck is wrong with you? You know, are you insane? So we're going back and forth fighting. So I'm having him make a promise again that he'll leave her alone. He's making another promise. So at this point, my whole view goes sideways. Because I no longer am attacking him, I'm attacking her. So now I'm calling her fucking phone, cussing her out, going off, telling her to leave him alone, blah, 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 blah. I find out, point, she's quit the job where we worked at and got another job. So I'm starting to, so I'm becoming Inspector Gadget or whatever to find out where her job is. And, of course, you know, not really giving a fuck, but wanting to actually beat this girl's ass. So I find out where she works at, and I proceed, and God, when I think about this, I feel so bad. And I start calling her job. You know, I called her job. She answered, and she was working for an insurance company when she left. So I pretended like I wanted some insurance, and she's like, oh yeah, you know, blah 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 blah. She's telling me about this insurance. I said, well, when can I meet with you? So she said, oh, let me make an appointment for you. So as I'm doing this, I'm going to fuck this bitch up. And I was so serious. So she makes the appointment, and, you know, she'll be coming to the office. I'm like, well, you know, is it possible for you to come to, you know, come and meet me somewhere about this insurance? And I don't know what she was thinking, but this dumb bitch met me, and when she was sitting there, when I walked up on her, her whole face was, like, stunned. And I proceeded to go fucking off. Like, you fucking bitch, stay away from my fucking man, blah, 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 blah. And she's, you know, standing up horrified that I'm attacking her. Not physically, but, you know, verbally attacking her. And she's sitting there like, you know, looking around like, you know, do I call the police, do I run, whatever, and I'm going dead off. So she, you know, I basically, she had a couple of, I think it was coffee, or I forgot what exactly what it was, but I slapped him out of her hand, and I said, I will kill you if you come near him again. So I walked to the car, thinking I'm a boss, not realizing what a spectacle I have made of myself, and what an idiot that I look like. All because I felt the need to keep my man and make sure that my territory was not invaded. So I tell my friend, and she's like, you should have whooped her ass, but we're going back and forth, back and forth. So meanwhile, on the ranch, he's still talking to her. He's still seeing her. They still have a relationship. And I don't know what he's telling her about me, but he's not telling me shit about her, because I'm sure he has to explain to her why I'm acting like this, and hello, why he's still living in my house. So basically what my understanding was is that he told her that he was going to leave me, and they were going to live happily ever after. And the funny part about this, and I swear to you, it's comical to me now, but then I was like, her ring, when you call her phone, her machine would answer with that some old Disney shit, I think about Pinocchio, When You Wish Upon a Star. I swear to you, I don't know whether it's Cinderella, Pinocchio, whatever, but I was like, this bitch is fucking crazy. So I'm ashamed to say this now, but I'm saying this and I'm sharing this because I feel like this needs to be shared with women who do this. I made him sit there and tell me everything they did. And when I tell you everything, I mean I made him tell me everything to the point that it was making me hate her. Now, mind you, I didn't hate him, which was who I should have been focusing this anger at, but I hated her. I hated her because I felt like if she wasn't in the picture, we wouldn't have this issue, not realizing that if it wasn't her, it would be another bitch. And I shouldn't say that. Another woman, another female. It would be someone else. So my friend had a brother who was really and deep gang affiliated. And I went to him and I explained to him that this chick would not back off my guy. And I told him I wanted him to get rid of her. And I was so serious about this. When I tell you I was serious, I was serious. Now, he was like a brother to me, that anything I told him, he would do. And he sits there for a minute, and he said, Sam, which is my real name, Sam, are you sure this is what you want? Because if this is what you want, I'm going to do it. Now make sure this is what you want to be done. So I'm sitting there confused, hurt, just not understanding this whole feeling and not thinking this shit through. Thank God that he had no intentions of doing it, because he realized that I was just heartbroken and out of control. So I sit there and I just started crying to him. I'm like, well, can you break her leg? You know, can you do something? And he sit there, he said, look, he said, I would do anything you ask of me to do. But first of all, I'm not going to touch a woman. Second of all, this motherfucker doesn't even need to be in your life anymore. You need to stand up, put him out, and walk away. Well, of course, I didn't want to hear that. Who wants to hear that shit? Are you kidding me? Do you really think I wanted to hear that? So I'm looking at him to myself like, is he serious? Does he really think I want to hear this bullshit? I don't want to hear this. I want to hear you tell me that, you know, that I'm right and that, yeah, you'll have her legs broke. But the truth of the matter was is that he was looking out for me. And at that time, I was so far gone. I was, you know, so hurt, so emotionally distraught that I wasn't thinking. And I thank God for him that he was, you know, that he was thinking and that he was, you know, looking upon, you know, upon my feelings as they were. So I cried, went home, asked him, you know, is he going to leave her alone? And, of course, he says, yeah, I'm going to leave her alone. I'm not going to see her anymore. You know, this is it. I apologize. I'm not going to do it again. I realized about maybe a couple of weeks later that it wasn't going to change. He wasn't going to stop seeing her. He basically had no intention of probably leaving me and of probably being with her fully. He had his cake and he was eating it too. And I called her and told her, he's not leaving me. He's not going to be with you. You know, we're both stupid. That's basically what I told her. I said, we're both stupid. And she says, I'm not stupid because I'm going to end up with him. So I was like, yeah, you're stupid, and I'm stupid too. Anyway, long story short, I ended up putting him out. And I felt alone. I felt like I made a mistake. He, of course, moved right in with her. I felt like I made a mistake. But as I grew older and as I started learning my own worth and my own love for me, I realized that I did the best thing I could possibly do was to put him out and let her have him. Needless to say, about a couple of months later, I had heard from someone else that he was cheating on her. You know, so she basically got the, you know, the shitty end of the deal as well. The reason why I shared so much is because I know as a woman, our first reaction is to go after the other woman. Because to us, if we go after him, he may leave and go to her. So you want to eliminate the problem. And if the problem is another woman, you want to eliminate her. You want her gone. You want her out of the picture. You do not want to deal with that heartache. But the fact of the matter is that instead of putting your anger towards her, the anger needs to be towards him. Because she's not the one cheating on you. He is. Even if she knows about you, even if she's your friend, colleague at work, whatever, you cannot attack her for being stupid like you are. You have to attack him. He's the one that deserves the anger. He's the one that deserves the cursing, the going on off. He's the one that deserves that. He's the one. I wish then, you know, and I'm sure she probably now that she's older as well, she probably thinks, damn, that was stupid of me. And then again, I don't know, some women never learn. Some women repeat and repeat and repeat. You know, I've had only two boyfriends in my life that cheated, this one and then I had another one. But after this bullshit, I was prepared for the next bullshit. I wasn't taking it. As soon as I got the understanding he was cheating, it was over. I wasn't going to put up with it. I was not going to put up with it. I was not going to be taken in a, you know, around the ringer again for 8 months of total BS. The thing is that I think a lot of us don't realize is that she might be the victim too, because a lot of women don't even know about you. If he's cheating, some women don't even know, because guys can tell us anything. They can tell us, oh, I don't have, you know, I'm just living with her. She's my friend. She's my cousin. She's my sister. You know, we're just roommates. You don't know what she's being told. So since you don't know what she's being told, to go after her at full force is wrong. He knows his position. He knows who he is. He knows what he is in the relationship. He knows you're his woman. He knows he's cheating. He knows she's the other woman. So he knows his position fully. She doesn't. She may be told anything. Now, mind you, if it's somebody you know and they're basically messing around with your man, then they know your position and they know his position. But if it's someone that basically doesn't know what's going on, they don't know. So to attack them, to attack the other woman, to go after her, to make her the victim, I'm sorry, not to make her the victim, but to make her the fall guy or the bad guy or the enemy is wrong. Because if you think about it, you're both in the same position. You both are the victims. You're the victim, she's the victim. You're just basically victims on a different scale. Because if he's telling her the same bullshit he's telling you, I'm going to leave her, I'm not with her, we're roommates, I don't have a place to stay, whatever, whatever. And he's sitting there telling you, I'm not cheating on you. She's just a friend. There's nothing going on. Then you're both victims. But one thing I cannot stress enough is when you find out, don't be like me. Don't let it carry on and on and on and on. It literally drained me to go through that. I was so drained. It was like every day was a constant wondering if he was cheating. And every day I was like in his face with it. And that's nowhere to be in your life. That's no place that you want to be. The sad part about all this with the cheating and everything is that I realized that I made myself, how do I put it? I bowed down to someone that I shouldn't have bowed down to, because I was so busy hating her and not wanting to lose him that I just didn't see the whole picture fully. And I was so determined to keep him. And as I said before, I honestly felt like, you know, it was her fault. Well, the truth of the matter is, it wasn't her fault. She had nothing to do with him being who he was. She had nothing to do with him cheating. She had nothing to do with that. That was all him. There was nothing that she had to do with it. Now, I know a lot of you might say that, well, you know, she knew about you, you know, she knew, so therefore she knew about you, you know, she had control. I don't know what she knew about me. Like I said, we worked together, but she and I were on definitely two different ways of thinking, two different forms in the job. I had no clue of who she was, and she had no clue of who I was. I don't know what he told her. I have no clue what he told her. He may not even have told her that I was his girl. He may have told her I was his friend. I don't know what he told her. I have no clue. To this day, I have no clue, because I didn't try to find out what the hell he told her. I was too busy trying to make her the enemy and hate her, hate her, hate her, that I don't know what he told her. When I called her up and started talking crap to her, you know, and when she told me that, well, you know, she's going to get him, I don't know. You know, he could drive. I was as crazy as, you know, girlfriend, because let's face it, if you think about everything I was doing, I did come off as being a crazy-ass girlfriend, going to, you know, going to, calling her job, meeting her somewhere, you know. That right there kind of made me look a little like on the Looney Tunes side. Now that I think about it, you know, then I wasn't thinking that, you know, it made me look crazy. But now when I think about it, I look like a freaking idiot. I look like a total nut job because I'm calling her, having her meet me, lying to her that it was, you know, it was insurance. And she basically, you know, thought she was getting an insurance sale. And here she's coming up to, you know, her boyfriend or lover, whatever you want to say, crazy-ass girlfriend. So I don't know what her impression of me was. The more I, you know, the more I thought about it after the fact, I realized that she was just as much a victim as I was, you know, in this whole little triangle of a piece-of-shit relationship. The only reason why I'm sharing all this, ladies, is because, honestly, you have to love yourself more. You have to put more value in who you are. And I know it's kind of hard to let go of someone that you love or you care for. And I see it happen a lot in Second Life. I really see it happens in real life, too. But I see it happen a lot in Second Life. And the worst part of Second Life is that they can make an alt and just be doing their damn thing, and you don't have a clue. You know, all of a sudden he logs in less, you know, he logs in for a little while, and then he's logging back off, and, you know, you don't know what's going on, and he's telling you, oh, well, I'm sleepy, I'm tired, you know, I got to log off for a little while or whatever, and you don't know that. And I'm not saying that every time this happens with a relationship that there's an alt involved and there's cheating, because some guys are just brass and they don't give a shit. They just cheat, and, you know, you bust some cheating, and there you go. They don't have to make an alt. They're just doing their thing, and you try to TP to where they're at, and you wonder why the land's closed. I see two dots right by each other. What is he doing? You know what I'm saying? So let's face it. You know, it can happen with in Second Life, anything, but the truth is we have to start maintaining our own love for ourselves first. You have to look at you as being better than having to deal with someone that's going to cheat on you. And for God's sakes, don't attack her. It's just not worth it. Because all in all, we're sisters in embodiment. You know, we have to empower each other. And when you see this happen to another woman, instead of getting behind her back laughing at her, you know, walk to her and go, even if she just listen, you know what, hey, you're better than this. You don't need this asshole. And you don't even have to say asshole, because that may be a hot ticket or a hot word, but you can say, you don't need this. You know, you're better than this. You don't need a person that's cheating on you. You can do better. And I know a lot of us may think we can't do better, because honestly, I don't think, I know I wasn't in love with him. I've only been in love one time, and that's now. You know, I'm in love with the guy I'm with now, which is Angel. I've never been in love before him, but I know it wasn't being in love, but I felt like it was, you know, he was mine. You know, like I said, he was living with me. I was buying a home. You know, I helped him to get the job. So I felt like a lioness protecting her, you know, her territory. Like, you got the nerve to come, you know, to where I am and try to take what's mine. So a lot of it had to do with pride. A lot of it had to do with, you know, with, like, what do you think you are, bitch? You know, a lot of it has to do with that, with me thinking that this is, you know, this is mine. And the fact of the matter is no one belongs to you. We are all individuals. A person chooses to be with you, but they don't belong to you. No one belongs to anyone. You can easily say, oh, they're mine. They might be yours as far as saying that, but they don't belong to you. Because anyone can get up and walk away from you, anybody, any relationship. If Angel decides to, you know, hey, I'm done with her, and walks off today, tomorrow, there's nothing I can really do about it if this is what he wants to do. So if a man feels like he wants to leave you for someone else, there's nothing you can do about it but hang tight, fall back, and go, you know what, let the next woman have you, because I'm done with it. I'm done with it. you know, I didn't realize then what I realize now. You know, but it all comes from learning experience. It all comes from growing. You know, am I upset with myself because I went through that? Yes and no. Yes, because I should have known better, shouldn't have let it go off for 8 months. But no, because it was a learning experience. And each time I learn something, I grow. And each time I learn something, I can share it with you or share it with someone else and help them grow. This is the hardest thing for a woman to ever go, well, you know what, I'm done. That's the hardest thing to do, is to walk away. And it's harder to not to hate the other woman. It's hard not to hate her. It's hard not to blame her. It's hard not to see her as the enemy, but it's even harder to see him as the enemy, because you feel like if you start talking to him like you talk to her, you'll lose him. You feel like if you call his card, you'll lose him. You feel like if you tell him how you feel and what you think of him like you think of her, you'll lose him. Now, I'm not saying that every woman doesn't go off on her dude. I'm not saying that, because a lot of women is like, you know what, and reading him his right routine. But a lot of women do that and do it to the woman too. You need to focus on the person that's cheating on you, because it's not her. She's not the one cheating on you. He is. You're not in a relationship with her. You're in a relationship with him. And that goes for anybody else, whether you're a lesbian, whether you're homosexual, whether you're bi, it's the same thing. Whoever the person is that you're dealing with, the other person that they're dealing with is not the enemy. They're not the ones that you have to attack. Trust me when I tell you, and this is something that, as a word of advice, if you do have someone that is cheating on you, and you do want to, you feel like you can make the relationship work, you feel like, you know, you can go ahead and stay with them and make it work or whatever, do not. And let me repeat, do not ask them to tell you in detail what happened, because that hurt me more than anything. It was just knowledge I just didn't need to know. I didn't need to know what he said to her, how they, you know, what position that they did, and where he kissed her, and I didn't need to know all that. I just didn't need to know it. And it made me dislike her more and hate her more, because a lot of what I'm hearing, we didn't experience. So the first thing I'm thinking is, well, what makes her better than me that this was what was being experienced, but not with your woman or not with your girl? And the fact of the matter is that I should have never known that. I should have never wanted to know that. I should never have wanted him to share that. Because instead of me getting mad with him saying that he said all this, I'm mad with her that's with her. Seriously? It didn't make any sense. But that is what it is, and that is many, many moons ago, as my Seminole grandfather would say, that's been many moons ago. So I've grown from it. I've released it. I've forgiven myself. I've forgiven her. I've forgiven him. You know, even though when he sees me, he avoids me like the plague. He won't even speak to me. He doesn't like me for some reason. I don't know why, but I seen her, God, maybe a year or two ago, and she looked horrible. And the funny part is, and I'm going to say it because it's true, I looked at her and was like, wow, I'm glad she looks horrible. I know that was wrong, but hey. What can I say? I was being a bitch, but anyway, again, love yourself beyond anything anyone else can do to you. It's not worth it. It's not worth the heartache, the tears. It's just not worth it. Sometimes it's best just to let go. Sometimes it's best just to tell him goodbye. Sometimes it's best to forgive her before you even acknowledge her. Anyway, I only got 4 more minutes left. Again, do not forget to be on my show tomorrow. I will have New Gamma Row. They are having a cookbook. As I said before, I'm a little excited about that. It's called Twist of Tradition, the Diabetic Cookbook. So I'm really, really happy to have them on the show. All proceeds go to American Diabetes Association. So I want to make sure that you're on, you know, you can come out and join. I'm going to buy two cookbooks for two people in the audience. So you will have a cookbook. I will be giving those out. As always, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for listening. I love you all. I received an award yesterday, and it floored me. I posted it up. My avatar has been sleeping with it. Oh, God. I know everybody's like, God, Sugar, you are just so, But it was the Image Award for support for my talk show. It was given to me for Eta Sigma Delta, and just wanted to acknowledge that and tell those ladies how much I love them for that. First award that I've been nominated for a lot of times, the first award I actually got NSL, and when I tell you that any award after that, I'll appreciate it, but this one is my number one because it was given out of love, and I really love those girls for that. Anyway, do not forget, this is the month for diabetes awareness. Make sure that you are, if you're doing any events in Second Life, if you're doing anything, make sure you do one event at least for diabetes awareness and get that money over to diabetes awareness so we can try to find a cure for this. Try to find a cure for me and for many, many others. Anyway, as always, love you so much. Thanks so much for listening. I'm silly today. I'm silly anyway. As always, sugar kisses. Bye.
Mother, 'cause I'm going faster than you.